Andrew LeClark right there on wonderful WDGY. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is our first call to breakfast, don't you know? And this happens to be our first call to breakfast for the people out there in the middle of Lindale and Colfax and Old Shakopee and Lowry Avenue North and Northeast Lincoln and such as like that there. 26 and 30, just before the hour of 7 o'clock in the morning. That's our lucky telephone time. And speaking of lucky telephones, in just a minute, 35 Ouija degrees.
It's lucky telephone time.
All right, on the lucky telephone line at Ouija's Contest Central is Mr. G. Olajunji?
Olajunji.
Olajunji, who lives at 725 11th Avenue North in Minneapolis. He's a very interesting man, and I want to talk to him a little bit more after this. We've got three digits taken from this hour's lucky telephone number, selected at random from the Greater Minneapolis-St. Paul telephone directory. Now, the digits are 5, 7, and 6. Now, for $1.13, you check for these digits in any order in your home telephone number, which is?
529-8211.
We just missed out on a 7 and a 6 there and so forth, but better luck next time. Now, we have an envelope. Now, had we been talking to this fella, he could have walked off with $1,113. Let me see. It would be Clark Campbell. Isn't that a nice name, Clark Campbell? And 1427 Payne Avenue in St. Paul, who's got 771-5671. Well, thank you very much. We're going to talk to you for just a minute. Hold on, hold on.
Remember, listen carefully all day, every day, for WDGY's lucky telephone to ring, possibly making you the very next lucky 113 listener to become eligible to win up to $1,113 WDGY dollars in lucky telephone time.
Got a very interesting fella, and this happened, you know, just we called out the name. We asked, people to call in at random here. And you told me something very interesting about the name Olajunji. Would you repeat that, please?
Well, Olajunji is a Swahili dialect.
It's Swahili?
Right.
And then you are from, what part of Africa?
Swaziland, originally.
Swaziland?
Swaziland.
Uh-huh.
It's an old British protectorate.
Uh-huh. And there aren't very many of those left, are there? As a matter of fact, we're running out of old Britishers.
It's not even left now.
It's not?
No, it's no longer a British protectorate now.
What is it?
It's not a very big place.
Could you say good morning in Swahili?
In Swahili, it's Ohazi.
Ohazi?
Right.
Ohazi.
Ohazi.
Oh, be darned. What dialect does Marion Makiba talk with the clicks and all that?
Well, now, as far as the true dialect, I do not know. It's a small protectorate, really. That is another protectorate, this country where they speak this tongue.
They're the most protected people I've ever heard of in my life.
We're all very well protected.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you for allowing me to play your game.
Well, thank you so much. And I'm going to keep listening to WDTY, and welcome to our town.
Thank you.
And by golly, that's wonderful. Thank you for talking with us. That is interesting. Ohazi and Godogan, smoke one of these.
I changed for good taste.
Good taste?
Mm-hmm. I changed to Winston, and I changed for good.
When I changed to Winston, I changed for good, because I got good taste like I knew I would.
Winston tastes good like it should. Change to Winston and change for good.
Because Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Change to Winston and change for good. For good, rich taste every time. For up front in the tobacco end, Winston packs Filter Blend, an exclusive blend of fine tobaccos selected to give you the best taste in filter smoking. Enjoy America's best-selling, best-tasting filter cigarette by far.
Winston tastes good like it should. Change to Winston and change for good.
'Cause Winston should.
All right, this is the little British protectorate of Crown Inn Company here. And they press on with boom, 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 boom. This is taken from Her Majesty's Royal Blighter's third troop there, whatever
boom,
it is.
Boom, boom, boom! Gonna shoot your out down.
It's extremely interesting people to talk to, and you know, I'd never get the chance, and this is one of the things that makes the job so interesting, too. You never get the chance to talk to these people. That's great. You know, ordinarily. You know. All right.
Let's boom, boom, boom with the animals on wonderful WDGY, and tell Mother that I'm in good hands and I have warm clothing out here. All right. 19 minutes before 7 o'clock in the morning. It's our lucky telephone bill payment time here on wonderful WDGY. Good morning from the prairie, sir. Good morning to you all now.
I certainly hope that Princess Meg is doing well this morning. It's 35 degrees here. 35 in our protectorate, and relative humidity 100%, and the wind south at 4,
and there's drizzle and fog here on Crowley and Company, and a high today of about 40, and a low tonight of about 32. Some snow, and maybe some rain mixed up with the snow, turning to snow by late tonight. Yeah.
Next time you need money, you may be interested to know that Public Loan and Discount believes people are different, and so are their money needs. And nobody does quite as much about this as Public Loan and Discount. At Public Loan and Discount, you get your kind of loan with your kind of payments. Call on Public Loan and Discount.
Public Loan and Discount's the one to call.
Well, yes, next time you need money, call on Public Loan and Discount Company at 8 East 6th Street in St. Paul. Phone them at 224-1811.
Oh, as we say here, St. Paul.
By the way, if you are still abed, old chap, you know it's time to get up there and mash the mangoes for some more chutney.
Good morning. Good morning out there.
You sleepy head. Time to be up and away.
Gracious good heavens. 17 and a half before 7 o'clock in the morning. They haven't even started the day yet.
Got a woman mean as she can be.
On Ouija, mean woman blues with Roy Orbison.
Got a woman mean as she can be.
Oh, yeah. I got a woman, and that's mean woman blues right here on wonderful WDGY. Lucky telephone time, 6:45 in the morning on Crowley and Company. 6:45 in the morning, 35 degrees, all the weather coming up in just a little bit. 35 kind of Ouija, drizzly, foggy degrees. That's what I have.
And I'll have complete revised weather on Action Central News, first at 6:55. This is George J. Jennings. Minneapolis area woman becomes latest victim of highway slaughter. You'll hear details 10 minutes from now.
Wonderful WDGY.
All right, guten Tag for all you people out there, and guten Abend. No, that's all right. It's good night. Yeah, I was watching the wrong spy movies. Ahazi. That's Swahili for good morning. Incidentally, I asked the gentleman we talked to how do you say good morning in Swahili. So ahazi, and it's exactly 14. Just before 7 o'clock in the morning right here on wonderful WDGY. And Ouija temperature at street level, Twin Cities, 35 degrees. Mostly cloudy today, tonight, and tomorrow. Snow or rain changing to snow late tonight and Friday, changing to snow flurries by Friday night. High this afternoon, about 40, and the humids are 100% ghastly out there. Weather has drizzle and fog on Crowley and Company this morning.
WDGY!
Superhit number...
What?
We got Ouija's Beatles. Good morning.
First call to breakfast... To those of you out there on Portland Avenue in Mississippi, Marquette.
My love don't give me problems.
Oh, she's a woman all right there. Quite a gal. I'd say a bit of all right. So far. Yes, sir. I wish you wouldn't go on with the rugby team like that. Especially, yes. All right, she's a woman. That's the number one song right here on wonderful WDGY. And we'll be pressing along here with lucky bill payments and lucky telephones and things like that. Checking the clock. Our bill payment time is 10 minutes before 7 o'clock in the morning there, Homer.
Rolling company.
All right. Good morning there. Now we have the Andrews Brothers. Brothers.
All the records heard or give away on WDGY were supplied by record manufacturers and distributors who serve the WDGY listening area. Also, certain records were played in consideration of cooperation by recording artists, companies, or distributors.
Yes, good morning to you. Our wheezy temperature in the Twin Cities right now, 35 degrees. Relative humids are about 100%. Wind south at 4, barometer 29.65 and falling slowly. Weather has drizzle and fog, so please watch your driving and your walking this morning. We'd like to salute Wilson High and North High and Ramsey and De La Salle and South St. Paul and Moundsview and Johnson and Edison and Sibley and Monroe and Central. Good morning there, all you kids out there. Good morning.
Get out of bed.
Giving you the time again here. 9:09 in the morning, and temperature 35 degrees on wonderful WDEGY, where you hear the good guys. Let's take a look at our bulletin board for this Thursday morning. The Federal Housing Administration Board of the U.S. Civil Service Examiners. Boy, that's a long title. The FHAB of U.S. Civil Service Examiners is recruiting for applicants to be placed on their civil service registers to fill further vacancies for positions of appraiser, construction analyst, and loan specialist. Somebody's relative's going to get fired. And for particulars, you call the local office at 334-2647. I'll call if you want to go out to look at houses. Yeah, that's wonderful WDGY. Now, this is Crawley and Company at 6:58 in the morning. It's our Ouija time. We got Ringo. Now's Butler here.
I found him there.
Lucky telephone time, 5:30. Street level temperature in the Twin Cities, 35 degrees. Crowley and Company, more of the same coming up on wonderful WDGY, the giant of the great Northwest.
6:55 a.m., special assignment, the Twin Cities. WDGY's Herbert K. Carlson reports details of a night of tragic death.
Live and direct from the WDGY News Bureau in Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Action Central News Report.
This is George J. Jennings, and this is news. Minneapolis, a night of tragedy. Herbert K. Carlson reports for Action Central.
18-year-old Martha Cunningham of Hopkins, injured Saturday in a freak mishap in Theodore Worth Park, died this morning at North Memorial Hospital. Police tell Action Central that the girl was sliding down a hill on a large piece of cardboard when the makeshift sled smashed into a large rock. The girl's home address is 304 John Street, Hopkins. Meanwhile, a Minneapolis woman has become the latest victim of state highway slaughter. Claire L. Osalski of 6424 45th Avenue North died about 2:45 a.m. in a grinding one-car pileup at 85th and West River Road in Brooklyn Park. Authorities tell Action Central the victim's vehicle apparently flew out of control and slammed into a tree. Herbert K. Carlson, Action Central News.
St. Paul, latest detailed information on that tragic plane crash Sunday, which snuffed out the lives of four St. Paul area residents. It appears now that Lee Potter Jr. radioed the tower at Evansville, Indiana, and reported that a small private craft had lost one of its two engines shortly before the doomed plane plunged to earth near Henderson, Kentucky. Potter, his wife, and two young sons were killed. Potter was president of the Lewis F. Dell Company, a St. Paul advertising specialties firm. St. Paul, the second kidney transplant in less than 1 year, performed yesterday on 10-year-old Bonnie Montgomery, the girl now considered in satisfactory condition. Her original kidneys were both diseased and had to be removed. A kidney donated by her mother last year was rejected by the youth system. The latest came from a patient who recently died. St. Paul, a freak mishap proved fatal yesterday afternoon for 3-year-old Scott Keeley of St. Paul. The child of Mr. and Mrs. Richard Keeley succumbed from injuries received when the lid of a playground toolbox crashed down on him. St. Paul, Governor Carl Robaugh yesterday went before the 1965 session of the Minnesota Legislature to detail his plans for the upcoming 2 years. One of Robaugh's main points was the need for further state backing of education.
General area of state school support, I deem it essential that we increase state school aids and move ever closer to the goal of state participation in 50% of the cost of elementary and secondary education. We recognize full well that we cannot make this step immediately, but we must move toward that goal. Today, more than at any time in our state's history, we are concerned about education beyond high school. Our times demand it.
Governor Karl Ruhlbach addressing a joint session of the Minnesota Legislature. Jakarta. Indonesian President Sukarno is scheduled to address a huge rally tonight in Jakarta. There's been speculation at the United Nations that Sukarno is having second thoughts about his threat to withdraw from the UN. Foreign diplomats who have seen Sukarno in the past few days say he insists he will make good his threat. Minneapolis, Friday the day for another 290 employees of the Minneapolis Honeywell Company to be laid off. 300 were cut off about 1 month ago. The entire problem goes back to a decline in military production orders, this word from company officials. London, the British government reportedly has decided to go ahead with the British-French project to build the $840 million Concorde supersonic airliner. Earlier, Britain was concerned about continuing the program because of the nation's economic problems. Informed sources say the British also have decided to go ahead because of apparently no hope of bringing the U.S. into the project. Washington, Johnson administration officials are reported hopeful of an agreement soon between the quarreling military and civilian factions in South Vietnam. Reports reaching Washington indicate some progress toward a reconciliation. New Delhi, an Indian official says New Delhi's 3 million residents will be put on strict rationing of essential foodstuffs beginning next month. This because of the food crisis through which India has passed during the recent months. Reno, blinding snowstorms and freezing gales are raging in the high Sierra on the Nevada-California border. Hundreds of travelers are marooned on the major road across Donner Summit. The 7 a.m. Twin City weather word, warm. I'll have the revised WDGY weather service. The service for Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Osseo, as revised, is mostly cloudy through tomorrow. Snow or rain, changing to snow late tonight and tomorrow. Changing to snow flurries by tomorrow night. Little temperature change today and tonight. High this afternoon, 40. Low tonight, 32. High tomorrow, 32. Presently, a gentle breeze blows from the west. The humidity factor standing now at 100%. Under cloudy skies with drizzle and fog, high of currently 35, 35 degrees at street level. This is George J. Jennings inviting you to join me each morning for the Twin Cities' most complete coverage of the day's news on
WDGY, Minneapolis, Minnesota, the Twin Cities' most reliable news source.
Now, here's music.
All right, it's 7 a.m. on the Trolley Show.
Right to the Hammerlock.
That's the Crusher right there.
On wonderful WDGY, humbug. And that's the question. That's the number six song for my WDGY Lucky 113 super hit. No, Lucky 113 super hit survey with a good guy picture on the front there. All right. 2.5 lucky telephone times is just past the hour of 7 o'clock in the morning. 2:30 past 7 on wonderful Ouija. Still the same temperature we had the last hour at 35 degrees. Humidity is ghastly. It's 100% out there. Sky's cloudy with drizzle and fog. High today of about 40, and it's on the mild side. I'm Charlie.
Wonderful WDGY.
Where did I put my... Now oh, there it is. 3 past 7 o'clock, Ouija time with a little romance in the underbeat. You know it. Picking filling time.
Little girl, can't you see it in my eyes?
I'm swinging underneath. And that's a little romance here on wonderful WDGY. I bring you the Paul Bunyan All Record Request program on Ouija nightly at 7 o'clock in the morning. Lucky telephone time is 5 minutes past 7 right now. 5 past 7 is our Ouija time here in the Twin Cities. Temperature and street level 35 degrees. Humid's 100%. Sky's cloudy with drizzle and fog this morning. And it's going to be cloudy today and tomorrow and mild. Warmer with a high today of about 40. And then maybe we're going to have some, snow flurries and rain mixed up together, changing to snow.
Come in! No!
Oh, doggy, you gotta stop that there. You got the menus for today?
Blow.
Oh, you like the Chinese food there, the chow mein. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's wonderful there. For Minneapolis public schools, chow mein on crisp noodles. This is the lunch menu, by the way. Chow mein on crisp noodles, buttered rice, cheese sticks, fruit sauce, sweet roll, and milk.
Ooh.
Now, don't do that, please. Stop licking my face. Today's special menu for the St. Paul cafeteria is breaded veal cutlet.
Oh! Blow, blow, blow.
Yeah, with brown gravy and mashed potatoes and buttered peas, rolled butter, and cherry crisp and a half a pint of milk.
Oh, blow, blow.
Doesn't that sound good?
Blow, blow.
Now, cut that out.
Wonderful WDGY.
Behave yourself. Barbara Crowley on handle 9 o'clock on Ouija.
Hey, jazz fans, Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars will be in Minneapolis January 8th through the 17th. And your Super Value store has half-price exchange passes. Regular admission is $1.50, but you can see the Hello Dolly Band for just 75 cents with a Super Value ticket. Louis will be at the Upper Midwest Auto Show for 10 days, and there will be two great shows daily. See Satchmo at his best for just 75 cents. Pick up your ticket now at any Twin City area Super Value store.
Well, we certainly progressed last year in this country. We've certainly pushed back the barriers of ignorance and so forth and things like that. And in Mississippi, Louis don't have to ride in the back of the bus no more. That just happened last year. Isn't that wonderful there? That's progress, I tell y'all, huh?
Look here, girls. Take this advice and remember always in life.
From the Marvelettes.
Into each other.